Most parents know to stock up on popsicles if their child is recovering from having his or her tonsils removed. But just how much morphine that child will need can vary greatly. CHOP pediatric anesthesiologist Scott Cook-Sather says the difference in this case can be as much as tenfold. He and his team decided to take advantage of the wide gap and look for small genetic differences that might explain it. They identified new variations in a gene called TOC3.
It is approximately 8% of the overall variability in morphine requirement, and that is exactly comparable to the 9% that's related to age, body mass index, and physical status combined.
The finding points to one way doctors may someday be able to manage pain without prescribing more painkillers.
There may be pharmaceuticals which can alter the TOC3 gene, and these pharmaceuticals could be used to perhaps offset this resistance that some children have to morphine.
Along with that avenue of research, Cook-Sather says the group is working on ways to predict which kids would need more medicine. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.